ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். பத்ரம் கர்ணே பிஸ்ருணுயாம தேவாஹ, பத்ரம் பஷ்யே மாக்ஷபிர்த்யஜத்ராஹ, ஸ்திரைரங்கைஸ்துஷ்டுவாகும்சஸ்தனூபிஹி விஷேம தேவஹிதம் யதாயுஹ. ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்திரோ விருத்தஸ்ரவாஹ, ஸ்வஸ்தி ந பூஷா விஸ்வவேதாஹ, ஸ்வஸ்தி நஸ்தார்க்ஷ்யோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹி, ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. மாண்டூக்கிய காரிகா அத்வைத பிரகரணம் சாப்டர் 3 ஸ்லோகா 34. நிக்ரிஹீதஸ்ய மனசஹ நிர்விகல்பஸ்ய தீமதஹ பிரசார சது விஜ்ஞேயஹ சுஷுப்தேன்யோ ந தத்ஸமஹ. பிரச்சாரகா நிகிருத்தஸ்ய நிகிருஹீதஸ்ய மனசா. த பிஹேவியர் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட் வென் இட் இஸ் இன் கண்ட்ரோல். நிகிருஹீதஸ்ய மனசா நிர்விகல்பஸ்ய, விச் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் விக்ஷேபாஸ் விகல்பாஸ், தட் இஸ் இட்ஸ் அன் என்லைட்டன்ட் டிசிப்ளின் மைண்ட். தீமதா, ஏ மைண்ட் ஆஃப் டிட்டர்மினேஷன். சஹா விஜ்ஞேயா, தட் பிஹேவியர் தட் ஷுட் பி நோன். சுஷுப்தேகே அந்யஹா, ஸோ தி பிஹேவியர் இன் ஸ்லீப் இஸ் டிஃப்ரெண்ட். தத்து ந சமஹா, இட் இஸ் நாட் சிமிலர் டு திஸ். திஸ் இஸ் ஜெனரல் மீனிங். ஸோ வி செட் தட் த ஞானி டேக்கிள்ஸ் த மைண்ட் அண்ட் த வேர்ல்ட் நாட் பை டெஸ்ட்ராயிங் தெம் பட் பை நோயிங் தட் போத் ஆஃப் தெம் ஆர் ஆத்மா ஓன்லி. தெர் இஸ் நோ சச் திங் கால்டு த மைண்ட் அண்ட் த வேர்ல்ட். ஃபார் சச் எ ஞானி ஹூ ஹாஸ் திஸ் விஸ்டம், His mind will not report duality even though it experiences duality. His mind knows that the experience to duality is nothing but one Atma alone. An enlightened mind has resolved duality by understanding that everything is Atma. Gaudapada Acharya gives that enlightened mind a title, Nigrihitam Manaha. That is the title he has given here. It is a mind that knows that there is no mind and world other than Atma. An enlightened mind has dissolved the world and the mind by wisdom. So during deep sleep state also, the mind and the world are dissolved. So for the both the mind in deep sleep and the enlightened mind, there is no duality. Gaudapada Acharya asks, what is the difference between these two? So what is common is that duality is negated. If both are same, one can opt for sleep, then enlightenment. The difference has to be understood. For a sleeper, the problem is only temporarily solved. In fact, it is potentially still there in sleep. In enlightenment, the problem is solved on a permanent basis. The mind and the world are wonderful for interaction. But they cannot touch me, the screen. As we saw the example of the screen in the movie, so it will not touch the screen that allows the play to go on. A jnani will allow the play to go on, but he will not be affected by that. Sloka 35. Liyate hi sushupte tat tan grihitam na liyate tadeva nirbhayam brahmam ஞானாலோகம் சமந்ததா. லீயத்தேஹி சுஷுப்தேஹே, இன்டீட் தட் மைண்ட் பிகம்ஸ் டார்மெண்ட். லீயத்தே இன் டீப் ஸ்லீப் சுஷுப்தேஹே, தத் நிக்ரிஹீதம் ந லீயத்தே. தி டிசிப்ளின்ட் மைண்ட் டஸ் நாட் பிகம் டார்மெண்ட். இட் டஸ் நாட் பிகம் டார்மெண்ட் அட் ஆல் த டிசிப்ளின்ட் மைண்ட். ததேவ நிர்பயம் பிரம்மா, தட் மைண்ட் அலோன் இஸ் பிரம்மன் இட் செல்ஃப், விச் இஸ் நிர்பயம் ஃபியர்லெஸ். அண்ட் ஞான ஆலோகம் சமந்ததா, விச் கன்சிஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி லைட் ஆஃப் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். ஞான ஆலோகம் சமந்ததா, ஆல் அரவுண்ட். ஸோ இன் தி கேஸ் ஆஃப் அ ஸ்லீப்பர் அண்ட் அ யோகி, இன் சமாதி தி மைண்ட் இஸ் ஃபிசிக்கலி டிசால்வ்ட் ஃபார் போத் ஆஃப் தம். இன் கேஸ் ஆஃப் அ ஜானி, mind is not physically dissolved but is awake and functioning. When the mind is physically dissolved either by sleep, సమాధి టేకింగ్ ఎ డ్రగ్ ఆర్ అనస్థీషియా ఇట్ విల్ గో ఇన్ టు పొటెన్షియల్ కండిషన్ ది ప్రాబ్లమ్ నెవర్ గెట్స్ సాల్వ్డ్ ది జ్ఞాని నెవర్ ట్రైస్ టు ఫిజికలీ ఎలిమినేట్ ద థాట్స్ బట్ హీ ఎడ్యుకేట్స్ ద మైండ్ అబౌట్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ హోల్డింగ్ ద మైండ్ ద జ్ఞాని అండర్స్టాండ్స్ దట్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో సచ్ థింగ్ యాజ్ ద మైండ్ వాట్ యు ఆర్ కాలింగ్ ద మైండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నథింగ్ బట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ద మైండ్ ఈస్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ బట్ ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ద ఫోర్ లెసన్స్ ఆర్ ది మాండూక్య కారిక దే అప్లై టు ద మైండ్ ఆల్సో ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్ ఇస్ టు బి నెగేటెడ్ దిస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ద ఫోర్ లెసన్స్ ఆఫ్ మాండూక్య కారిక వీ హవ్ సీన్ మెనీ టైమ్స్ ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్ ఇస్ టు బి నెగేటెడ్ ది ఆరిజినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్ ఇస్ టు బి నెగేటెడ్ ది అపియరెన్స్ అండ్ ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్ దే షుడ్ బి అక్సెప్టెడ్ ది అపియరెన్స్ అండ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్ ఆర్ డ్యూ టు ది మాయా శక్తి ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ దిస్ ఆర్ ద ఫోర్ లెసన్స్ సో దీస్ లెసన్స్ హ్యావ్ టు బి అండర్స్టూడ్ ఇఫ్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ అండర్స్టూడ్ అడ్జస్టింగ్ ద మైండ్ అండ్ ద వర్ల్డ్ విల్ గో ఆన్ త్రూ అవుట్ ద లైఫ్ అండ్ దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ సంసార ద మైండ్ ఇస్ నాట్ ద మైండ్ అండ్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ బట్ బ్రహ్మన్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఫియర్ అండ్ ఇన్సెక్యూరిటీ ఆత్మ ఈస్ ఎవర్ సెక్యూర్ సో ఇఫ్ వన్ వాంట్స్ సెక్యూరిటీ నెవర్ హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ద మైండ్ ఆర్ ద వర్ల్డ్ బట్ హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ఆత్మ విచ్ ఇస్ ద లైట్ ఆఫ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్ అరౌండ్ ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వాట్ అపియర్స్ అస్ ద మైండ్ అండ్ ద వర్ల్డ్ ఆల్సో శ్లోక 36 అజం అనిద్రం అస్వప్నం అనామకం అరూప్యకం సకృద్విభాతం సర్వజ్ఞం నోపచార కథంచన అజం ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్బార్న్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అనిద్రం స్లీప్లెస్ అస్వప్నం డ్రీమ్లెస్ అనామకం నేమ్లెస్ అరూప్యకం ఫామ్లెస్ అండ్ సకృత్ విభాతం ఎవర్ ఎఫల్జెంట్ అవేర్నెస్ విచ్ ఇస్ సర్వజ్ఞం ద ఆల్ నోవర్ న ఉపచార కథంచన దర్ ఇస్ నో ఉపచార సెరిమనీ అట్ ఆల్ విత్ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు దిస్ ఆత్మ అట్ రెగ్యులర్ ఇంటర్వల్స్ గౌడపాదాచార్య విల్ కనెక్ట్ హిస్ టీచింగ్ టు ద మాండుక్య ఉపనిషత్ టు రిమైండ్ అస్ దట్ హిస్ టీచింగ్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ట్రాక్టెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ఉపనిషత్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ మాండుక్య ఉపనిషత్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ తురియం వీ హవ్ సీన్ దిస్ ఇయర్ మెనీ టైమ్స్ తురియం ఇస్ ద ఫోర్త్ పాద ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ ది ఇండివిజువల్ వాట్ ఆర్ ది అదర్ త్రీ పాదాస్ ఇఫ్ యూ రిమెంబర్ విశ్వ తైజస అండ్ ప్రాజ్ఞ కాన్షియస్నెస్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ ద వేకింగ్ స్టేట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ విశ్వ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ ద డ్రీమ్ స్టేట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ తైజస అండ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ ద డీప్ స్లీప్ స్టేట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ప్రాజ్ఞ సో కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ స్టాండ్ పాయింట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ తురియం సో ఇన్ ది సెవెంత్ మంత్ర ఆఫ్ మాండుక్య ఉపనిషత్ ద స్టేట్మెంట్స్ న బహిష్ప్రజ్ఞం నాంతఃప్రజ్ఞం న ప్రజ్ఞానగణం దే ఆల్ రెఫర్ టు తురియం నాట్ బీయింగ్ విశ్వ ఇట్స్ అజం తైజస అస్వప్నం అండ్ ప్రాజ్ఞ అనిద్రం ఇన్ దిస్ వాట్ ఎవర్ దిస్ ది టర్మ్స్ గివెన్ ఇన్ ది శ్లోక దే రెఫర్ టు దీస్ త్రీ స్టేట్స్ బ్రహ్మన్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఇస్ ఇన్ 35 ఇస్ ద తురియ ఆత్మ విచ్ ఇస్ నేమ్లెస్ అండ్ ఫామ్లెస్ సో తురియం ఇస్ రెఫర్డ్ బై వాట్ బై సైలెన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎవర్ సెల్ఫ్ రివీలింగ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎవర్ ఎవిడెంట్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఐ అహం అండ్ డస్ నాట్ నీడ్ ఎనీ ప్రూఫ్ ది వెరీ అటెంప్ట్ ఆఫ్ ప్రూవింగ్ ది ఐ ఇండికేట్స్ ది ఐ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ది వెరీ అటెంప్ట్ దట్ ఐ వాంట్ టు ప్రూవ్ ఐ దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్ ఐ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ద ప్రూవర్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ నీడ్ నాట్ బి ప్రూవ్డ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద రివీలర్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇఫ్ ద కాన్షియస్నెస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ దట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇన్ ద యూనివర్స్ విత్ నేమ్ అండ్ ఫార్మ్ It is beyond all transactions of the organs of action. So, the mind, all knowledge, mind, all that. It is not an object of worship or meditation. Inviting Lord for puja is limiting the Lord. Shankaracharya's, you know, para puja, that is work by Adi Shankaracharya, that describes how to worship Atma, the real Lord. This puja involves acknowledging every act of puja to be non-applicable to Atma. This is the puja that is done by a jnani. Puja is presented for mental preparation. Puja is invoking the Atma on an anatma form. The form is anatma. This needs to be done until the mind is ready to understand that there is no mind or world other than Atma. Shloka 37 సర్వాభిలాప విగత சர்வசிந்தா சமுத்திதாம் சப் சுப்ரசாந்த சக்ருத் ஜோதிஹி சமாதிரச்ச லோபயாம் சர்வாபிலாப விகதாம். இட் இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் எக்ஸ்டர்னல் ஆர்கன்ஸ். சர்வ சிந்தா சமுத்திதா, இட் இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் இன்டர்னல் ஆர்கன்ஸ் ஆல்சோ சிந்தா. சுப்ரசாந்தா, இட் இஸ் டோட்டலி ட்ராங்குவில். சக்ருத் ஜோதிஹி, இட் இஸ் எவர் எஃபல்ஜென்ட். சமாதிஹி, நாலெட்ஜபிள் த்ரூ சமாதி, நோவபிள் த்ரூ சமாதி. அச்சலஹா, இட் இஸ் சேஞ்ச்லெஸ். அண்ட் அபயா, இட் இஸ் ஃபியர்லெஸ். So the nature of Atma, the Turiyam, is explained following closely the seventh mantra. The word Avyavaharyam of the seventh mantra, that means what? Beyond all transactions, that is what is taken up here, Avyavaharyam. So transaction always requires duality. In the waking state, there are many things, and therefore there is lot of transaction in the waking state. In the dream state, there is duality. And there is lot of dream transactions also. In the deep sleep state, there is no duality and there is no transaction possible. So Atma being Advaitam, it is beyond all transactions. In the scriptures, all transactions are divided into two. They come under either giving or taking. That is a transaction. In Advaitam, both of these transactions are not present. It is free from all verbal transactions and the instrument of verbal transactions. It is free from all mental transactions and the instruments of all such transactions. So both these transactions are present in Vishwa and Taijasa, but they are not present in Prajna and especially in Turiyam. So Turiyam is absolutely tranquil. It is Shantam, Shivam, Advaitam, if you remember the seventh shloka. The calmness of the waker is temporary, but in Turiyam, calmness is permanent. Being of the nature of consciousness, it is self-revealing, and it is ever-revealing. Shankaracharya gives two meanings for the word samadhi that appears in this shloka. Number one, it is that which that can be grasped only by a mind that is not preoccupied. Mind should be free to realize this. A shallow, preoccupied mind cannot grasp the teaching. But it is not available for deep discussion because it is not available because it is an occupied mind. And second, samadhi means sarva adhishtanam. It is that in which Vishwa, Taijasa, Prajna, Virat, Hiranyagarbha, Ishvara, they all rest. The individual, the total. Therefore, it is non-moving. It is the only source of security. The world has beauty, world has variety and novelty, and so it is attractive. But it does not have stability. Therefore, it does not have reliability and cannot give security. Enjoy the world, but never hold on to the world for security. The second capsule of Vedanta, what does it say? I am the only source of permanent peace, security and happiness. Therefore, Gaudapada Acharya says, that we should not hold on to anyone. Even relationships cannot give security because the people involved in relationships are unstable themselves. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aham Atma Guta Kesha Sarva Bhutesha Yastitaha. Hold on to me who is Atma in everyone for security. Shloka 38. கிரகோ ந தத்ர நோத்ஸர்கஹ சிந்தா யத்ர ந வித்யதே ஆத்மசம்ஸ்தம் ததா ஞானம் அஜாதி சமதாம் கதம். கிரகோ ந தத்ர ந உத்ஸர்கஹ, நெய்தர் அக்செப்டன்ஸ் நார் ரிஜெக்ஷன் டேக்ஸ் பிளேஸ். தத்ர இன் தி ஆத்மா வேர் சிந்தா த தாட் ந வித்யதே டஸ் நாட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் ததா தென் Jnanam, knowledge, that becomes Atma Samstham. It is established in the Atma. It is Ajati Samatam Gatim. It is unborn and uniform. Samatam Gatim. So again, this description of the nature of Turiyam based on the seventh mantra is continued here. All transactions are in the form of giving and taking, as we said earlier. Since Turiyam is above all transactions, there is no giving involved or taking involved. There is no taking and so no giving because there is no thought in Turiyam. Gaudapathacharya says that the jnani is one who abides in this Turiyam all the time. Gaining the knowledge is relatively easy, but that knowledge should be available for me. During worldly and family transactions, especially during unfavorable prarabdha events, I should know that the experience belongs to the Vishwa role, and I, the one who is behind this role, is not affected by them. A knowledge that is well preserved in the book will give liberation to the book only, not to me. If I should enjoy the benefit, I should remember I am playing a role in and through all the transactions. It is not that I remember this deliberately all the time. Similar to, for example, a Carnatic musician keeping track of the Shruti during performing. We used to tell the Shruti. So in all the transactions, I should remember that waking is like dream and that all the life is a stage and we are all playing roles. By remembering my higher nature, I convert life into a blessing. And by forgetting my higher nature, I convert my life into a burden. We have seen all this many times. Jnani is one who abides in Atma, which is eternal and ever the same. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna refers to this in the second chapter. Esha brahmi sthiti partha nainam prapya vimuhyati. We have seen this in Bhagavad Gita. Shloka 39. Asparsha yogo vainama durdarsha sarva yogi bihi yogino bibhyati hyasmat abhaye bhaya darshinaha. Asparsha yogo vainama. The yoga of detachment is indeed durdarshaha sarva yogi bihi. Is difficult, durdarshaha, to be comprehended by all yogis, the yoga of detachment. Yoginaha asmat bibhyati. So yogis are afraid of this yoga. Abhaye bhayadarshinaha. For the people, they see fear in the fearless Brahman. Fearlessness. So Gaudapada Acharya, he acknowledges the fact that this knowledge is very difficult and not easily acceptable. It requires tremendous qualification and maturity to say that I am my own security and that I do not need any external help at all. To drop the external support and to stand all by myself and say I can confront life by myself. I do not require any emotional support or moral support from anyone. I am secure by myself. This is not possible for many people. Even after 25 years of Vedanta, it is not that easy to say this. Therefore, Gaudapada Acharya says that he does not wish to force Advaitam on all people. If you are ready and willing to take the challenge to drop all support, Advaitam is for you. Otherwise, if you need external support, use the walking stick. The walking stick is called God. What we do is what? The Turiyam, which is our own higher nature, we represent as Ishvara outside. What is Turiyam in us, in our nature? We represented by Ishvara outside, external to us. Even though the real Ishvara is not an outside object, the real Ishvara is Atma, the Turiyam, which is myself. People cannot grasp this Turiyam. Until we grasp Turiyam, we use an idol or an image or a picture as representation of Turiyam. We pray to this symbol, saying that we cannot face life by ourselves. We do not know which prarabdha will strike us, when and how, we don't know. We do not have the strength to face, and therefore, may you give support. That is how we pray to the Lord. Until Atmajnanam, one should be a Karma Yogi. Karma Yogi is in a triangular format, and Jnana Yogi is in binary format. We already mentioned this earlier. So which are the three and the two? Jiva, Ishvara and the world. ಜಗತ್, ಜೀವ ಜಗತ್ತನ್ ಈಶ್ವರ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಟರ್ಷರಿ, ದಿ ಟ್ರಯಾಂಗ್ಯುಲರ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಯಾಟ್. ಸೊ ಗೌಡಭಾದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಒನ್ ನೀಡ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್, ಮೇ ಯು ಟೇಕ್ ದ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ನೀಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್, ಟೇಕ್ ದ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್. ಎ ಮೆಜಾರಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ ದಿ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್. ದೇ ಆರ್ ಅಫ್ರೈಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೈನರಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಯಾಟ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಅಫ್ರೈಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಅದ್ವೈತಂ, ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಡೂ ನಾಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಡ್ರಾಪ್ ದ ವಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟಿಕ್ ಗಾಲ್ಡ್ ಗಾಡ್. ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅಸ್ಪರ್ಶ ಯೋಗ, ಎ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಬೈ ವಿಚ್ ಐ ಕಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್ಸ್. ಅಸ್ಪರ್ಶಂ, ಸ್ಪರ್ಶ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟಚಿಂಗ್, ಕಾಂಟ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್, ಅಸ್ಪರ್ಶ ಯೋಗ. ಅಂಡ್ ಐ ಕಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಹೋಲ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ಟು ಫಾರ್ ಇಮೋಷನಲ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್. ಐ ಡ್ರಾಪ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್, ಆಲ್ ದಿ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಕಾಂಟ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಸಮ್ ಶೋಲ್ಡರ್ ಟು ಲೀನ್ ಆನ್ ಆರ್ ಅ ಲ್ಯಾಪ್ ಟು ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ದ ಹೆಡ್. ಎವರಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ಸ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಐ ಅದ್ವೈತಮ್ ಈಸ್ ಟಾಕ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್, ಪೀಪಲ್ ವಿಲ್ ಜನರಲಿ ಸೇ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ದೇ ಡೂ ನಾಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಅದ್ವೈತಮ್. ಗೌಡಭಾದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸೇಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಯೋಗ ಆಫ್ ನೋ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡಿಂಗ್ ದ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್ ವಿತ್ ಗಾಡ್. ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್ ವಿತ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಇಸ್ ದ್ವೈತಂ. ಇನ್ ಅದ್ವೈತಂ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್ ವಿತ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಎ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕವರ್ಸ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಓನ್ ಹೈಯರ್ ನೇಚರ್. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್ ಟು ಕಾಂಪ್ರಿಹೆಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಸೀಕರ್ಸ್. ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ರೀಸನ್ ವೇದಾಸ್ ಡೂ ನಾಟ್ ಗಿವ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್. ಇಟ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಕರ್ಮಕಾಂಡ, ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ್ವೈತಂ ಅಂಡ್ ದಾಸೋಹಂ ಭಾವನ, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಯುವರ್ ದಾಸ. That attitude in the karma section and the upasana section also. But one day come to soham bhavana. I am you, you are me. All the seekers are afraid of soham bhavana and they want dasoham bhavana only for security. The real security is in advaitam only, but we do not understand this. It requires courage and a deep conviction. In Advaitam, which is a source of fearlessness, they are seeing fear. They see fear in the fearless Advaitam. Shloka 40. Manaso nigrahayattham abhayam sarva yoginam dukkha kshaya prabodhascha abhyakshaya shantirevacha. ಸರ್ವಯೋಗಿನಾಂ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಯೋಗೀಸ್ ಅಭಯಂ ಫಿಯರ್ಲೆಸ್ನೆಸ್, ದುಃಖ ಕ್ಷಯ ಸೆಸೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ರೀಫ್, ಪ್ರಬೋಧ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಕ್ಷಯ ಶಾಂತಿ ಎವರ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಪೀಸ್, ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಮನಸಃ ನಿಗ್ರಹಾಯತ್ಥಂ ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಡಿಸಿಪ್ಲಿನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಮನೋನಿಗ್ರಹ. ವಿಚ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ 39 ಗೌಡಭಾದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಹಿ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟೆಡ್ ಆತ್ಮಸತ್ಯ ಅನುಬೋಧ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ಸೊ ವಿತ್ ದ ಪ್ರಿವಿಯಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ, ಸೊ ದ ಪರ್ಸ್ಯೂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ವಾಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅಸ್ಪರ್ಶ ಯೋಗ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಯೋಗ. ಥ್ರೂ ಜ್ಞಾನಯೋಗ ಒನ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆನ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಂಡಿಪೆಂಡೆನ್ಸ್, ಇಂಡಿಪೆಂಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ. ಸೊ ಜ್ಞಾನಯೋಗ ಈಸ್ ಶ್ರವಣ ಮನನಂ. Sravanam mananam are important but are complete, not complete by itself. They will give doubtless knowledge. There is one more step called Nididhyasanam, which is also an integral part of Jnana Yoga. Nididhyasanam is the process by which we derive practical benefit out of this knowledge, so that knowledge does not remain isolated without bringing any benefit in real life. Knowledge should not remain mere information, but should result in transformation. This transformation of our mind, that mental state, knowledge should bring about a transformation of state of mind to derive practical benefit. How it takes place? The quality of our life depends upon our predominant mental state. If you are worried, if you are anxious, feel bitter about the way people treat us, then they will be predominant mental state. And the quality of life will be poor also. If that is the case, knowledge will be of no benefit. So mental state has to be transformed. This is called Jivan Mukti, as Krishna described in the second chapter of the Gita, Shloka 54 to 72. And also in the 12th chapters, Shlokas 13, 20. And in the 14th chapter, Shlokas 21-27, please refer to those lectures in the Gita lectures for the explanation of these shlokas. How does one transform the mental state? It is done by Mano Nigraha, which is changing the mental state in keeping with the Vedantic teaching. This is the knowledge-inspired mental state. Transforming the mind is not that easy at all. What determines the mental state? The mental state is determined by the thoughts that the mind is entertaining. Thoughts are running in the mind all the time. If thoughts of complaints, bitterness, worry, hatred, and persecution, they occupy the mind predominantly, the mind cannot benefit from this knowledge. Handling the thoughts is called Chitta Vritti Nirodha. This term also we have seen earlier. Nirodha is usually translated as stopping thoughts. But in Vedanta, Nirodha refers to disciplining or directing the thoughts. Thoughts are of two types also, voluntary thoughts and involuntary thoughts. Involuntary thoughts are based on vasanas. They arrive on their own. They choose to stay. They decide whether they should allow you to do what you intend to do at all or not. Vasanas are past thoughts registered in the chittam, in the memory. These vasanas alone come in the form of involuntary thoughts. I don't entertain deliberate thoughts all the time. So involuntary thoughts come. The question is whether they continue with my permission or without my permission. When I don't have discipline, involuntary thoughts, they take over. And I cannot stop them. The mind is no more my instrument. It is under the grip of involuntary thoughts. When those involuntary thoughts are in the form of habitual worry, habitual bitterness, complaints, most of the time my mind is in a samsari state. When I study Vedanta, I may understand the teaching. But my problem is that my involuntary thoughts are not under my control. For Vedanta to be beneficial, I should learn to manage my involuntary thoughts. Let them arise, but for their continuation, they should have my permission. Involuntary, they come by prarabdha, the first thought that will come. But to let it continue or not, I have to give permission. I have to use my free will, whether it is good for me to continue or not. Many involuntary thoughts are not disturbing. But the disturbing ones will interfere with the assimilation of Vedanta. Management of involuntary thoughts is a very important sadhana. Ashtanga Yoga is designed for this management. During Pratyahara, Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, trying to keep the mind focused and away from involuntary thoughts is an important discipline. At the time of Upasana Yoga, this discipline should be practiced. Vedanta minus this yogic discipline would give only academic information. Most of us try to get jnanam before yoga. And even if we become jnanis, we do not derive the full benefits. Start monitoring the mind always. This topic of Mano Nigraha, Nididhyasana, Yoga Abhyasa, or Samadhi, Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasana, that is introduced from Shlokas 40 to 48 of Mandukya Karika. Gaudapadacharya says that all the spiritual seekers should practice this yoga of learning to handle involuntary thoughts. It is called Manasa Nigraha. Only when the mind is disciplined, following benefits of Jivan Mukti will be obtained. What are those? Abhayam, being fearless and less anxious regarding future. Dukkha Kshayaha, end of all complaints, sorrows, varieties of grief, despondency. Akshaya Shantihi, lasting peace of mind. And Prabodaha, unobstructed knowledge. After Jnanam, Jivan Mukti depends on Yoga, Mano Nigraha, handling involuntary thoughts. So this shloka is the introductory shloka for this spiritual discipline. Handling What is the discipline? Handling involuntary thoughts. Shloka 41.
Utseka udadheryadvate kushagrenaika binduna manaso nikrahastastadvate bhaveta parikhedataha.
Utseka udadheryadvate. Just as the emptying of an ocean, drop by drop, a person is trying to empty the ocean. Kushagrenaika binduna, with the tip of a blade of grass. Person is trying to empty the ocean like a spoon. He uses the tip of a kusha grass to empty the ocean. That is possible aparikedataha, with perseverance. It's possible also. It is not impossible, but it is going to take forever. So also, manaso nigrahastadvate. The discipline of the mind is attainable only with perseverance. That much amount of perseverance is needed.
Here, Gaudapada Acharya openly acknowledges that thought discipline is very difficult, but not totally impossible. It requires long effort, consistent effort.
So, Gaudapada Acharya gives the example of emptying the ocean with the tip of a blade of grass. This is almost impossible and requires lot of perseverance. In the same way, handling the mind should also be practiced relentlessly, without getting frustrated. One should be ready for failures again and again. The commentators, normally they give a story relating to this. It seems a bird wished to empty the ocean to retrieve its eggs that went under the waters of the ocean. The bird did this by dipping its beak into the water and throwing out the water, trying to take it out using its own beak. The bird was doing this continuously, and seeing this sincerity, Garuda Bhagavan came and he dried the ocean by flapping his huge wings. This is our story. So what is the moral of the story? It is learnt that if a person is sincere, there will be help from Bhagavan also in the practice of disciplining the thoughts. So Krishna says this in the 6th chapter of the Gita. Tam vidya dukkha sanyoga viyogam yoga sanjitam sanischayena yoktavyaha yogo nirvinna chetasaha. A mind that does not become defeatist mind or negative mind, you know, such a mind that is needed. You should not feel frustrated. You should not feel negative. You should be perseverant. You should be confident. Such a mind is needed. Shloka 42.
Upayena nigrinyat vikshiptam kama bhogayoho suprasannam laye chaiva yatha kamola yastatha.
Upayena nigrinyat. Nigrinyat upayena. By proper means, one should discipline the mind. Upayena. So, vikshiptam kama bhogayoho. That mind is lost in the objects of desires and enjoyment. Kama, bhoga. Suprasannam laye chaiva. Which is pleased in slumber. Suprasannam laye. In sleep, it is so happy to sleep. Yata kamo layastata. Slumber is as undesirable as desire. That sleep also is not as and it is also undesirable as desire. So, Gaudapada Acharya, he assumes that some students will be interested in doing meditation. That is the intent of this shloka. So, in meditation, what do? I do not allow the mind to do what it wants to do, but to do what I want to do. I give a particular task and I ask the mind to do that, to find out whether the mind is my instrument or I am the instrument of the mind. This meditation is of two types also. If disciplining the mind is done by Vedantic study, before Vedantic study, I want to discipline my mind before Vedantic study, it is called Saguna Ishvara Dhyanam or Upasana of mental worship, recitation, repetition of mantras and all that. So this can be done to find where the mind stands. If a person did not practice this meditation before Vedantic study,
then he should practice it after Vedantic study. When it is done after Vedantic study, it is not Saguna Ishvara Dhyanam anymore. Because Vedanta has taught me Atma Swarupam and given me Atma Anatma Viveka. It has given me. Therefore, it is Atma Anatma Viveka Dhyanam. In both types of meditation, the aim is what? To keep the mind in its field that I want, so that I assert my control over the mind and also get the benefit of meditation. Gaudapada Acharya assumes that some students are going to do either Saguna Dhyanam or Nididhyasanam, Nirguna Dhyanam. He gives instructions for this practice like Krishna in the 6th chapter. Krishna concentrated on the preparation for meditation, like proper place for meditation, proper time, proper condition of the body and all that. And Gaudapada Acharya talks about different obstacles for meditation, which Krishna deals with in great detail. According to Gaudapada Acharya, there are 4 types of obstacles called Dhyana Pratibandha. Number 1, Laya. Mind getting into sleep because of the rise of Tamoguna. And number 2, Vikshepa, wandering of the mind, an active mind because of the rise of Rajoguna. And Kashayam, unmanifest hidden disturbances because of hidden Raga and Dvesha in the subconscious mind, resulting in stagnation of mind. And so it is not available for the task at hand. And number 4, Rasaswada, getting lost in the experiential ananda that may come in meditation. When the mind is tranquil, the experiential ananda, that is the reflected bliss, comes up, and this can make the mind unavailable for Vedantic meditation. So Gaudapada Acharya says that one has to transcend these 4 obstacles. First he takes up Vikshepa. When the mind is carried away or lost in sense pleasures and lost in its objects of attachments, withdraw the mind by appropriate method. Gaudapada Acharya does not say what that appropriate method is. He says it in the next sloka. Then he takes up Laya. He says that when the mind has become passive because of Laya state, we have to handle the sleeping mind by the appropriate method. Just as distraction caused by desire is an obstacle, a sleeping mind is also an obstacle. So both must be handled. Shloka 43. Dukkham sarvamanusmritya kamabhogani vartayete ajam sarvamanusmritya jatam naivatu pasyati. Dukkham sarvam anusmritya, constantly remembering that everything is a source of dukkham, sorrow. Kama bhogan nivartayet, a person should turn his mind away from the objects of desire, kama bhogan. Ajam sarvam anusmritya, always remembering everything is unborn, ajam, it's Brahman. Jatam naivatu pasyati, one should never see anything which is seemingly born. Jatam, seemingly born. So Gaudapada Acharya, that means what? They are mithya. Gaudapada Acharya gives 2 methods to handle the wandering mind. One method is for an upasaka who has not studied Vedanta. And the second method is for Nididhyasana Karta, who has studied Vedanta. So the first method, when sense pleasures are distracting one's thoughts, their temptations, through all these temptations, may one meditate upon the problems that can be caused by them. So when sense pleasures are distracting a person through their temptation, let the person meditate upon the problems that can be caused by those. Every rose is wonderful, a flower. Rose flower is so wonderful. But when you go to pick it, the thorn will hurt you. The pleasure caused by every worldly objects has three defects. But this also we have seen many times. Is mixed with sorrow. It does not produce lasting contentment and creates bondage. These are the things. Mixed with sorrow does not produce lasting contentment and it creates bondage. So let me not hold on to them, but hand over to Bhagavan, the Lord, the Vishwarupa Ishvara. I will do my duties towards worldly objects for my spiritual growth, but I will never hold on to them for my peace, for my security, or for my happiness. Anything can disappear anytime. Let me not emotionally depend upon them. Once I reduce my raga, the attachment, then the mind can obey. Repeatedly, the mind should be educated to detach from worldly things and all worldly beings, relationships and all that. Therefore, Gaudapadacharya says, one should remember that every object in the world is mixed with equal amount of pain also. The intensity of pain given by the object is proportional to the intensity of pleasure that it gives. Remembering this defect of the sense objects, one should turn the mind away from sensory addiction. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna complains about the wandering mind. In the 6th chapter, Krishna gives the answer. Arjuna says, Chanchalam hi mana Krishna, pramati bhalavad dridham, tasyaham nigraham manye, vayoriva sudushkaram. Arjuna says, O Krishna, the mind is indeed very fickle. It is turbulent, it is powerful, and it is firm. I consider its restraint to control the mind to be very difficult, like that of the wind, vayoriva dushkaram. And the Lord answers, Asamshayam mahabaho, mano durnigraham chalam, abhyasena tu kaunteya, vairagena cha grihyate. O Arjuna, undoubtedly, asamshayam, the mind is fickle and difficult to restrain. O Arjuna, however, it can be restrained through detachment and practice, abhyasam, practice, and vairagyam, this passion, detachment, it can be done. No one should stop the meditation because of failure. Let the meditation continue in spite of failure. This is called abhyasa and vairagyam. And the second method is, jiva is not born out of Brahman. The world is not born out of Brahman. What is there in the three periods of time is only Brahman. Everything is Brahman only. There is no such a thing called world at all. The entire world is an appearance. And we should not hold on to it and suffer later. One should remember that the world is mithya. For the junior students, the lesson is what? That the pleasures of the world are mixed with sorrow. That's what we teach to an inexperienced person, the junior students of Vedanta. And for the senior students, the understanding should be that the world is not there at all. There is no such thing called world. Why are you then falling in love with a shadow? Repeatedly remembering the mithyatvam of the world, one does not see the created world, but sees only Brahman with different name and form, nama and rupa. So this helps in detaching the mind. Once the mind is detached, it will not wander. The principle is, raga dvesha is the cause of the wandering mind. And dilution of raga dvesha is the cause of questioning the mind. May you practice that particular method to get out of vikshepa. Shloka 44.
లయే సంబోధయే చిత్తం విక్షిప్తం శమయేత్ పునః సకషాయం విజానీయాత్ సమప్రాప్తం న చాలయేత్. లయే సంబోధయే చిత్తం, వన్ షుడ్ అవేకన్ ద మైండ్ ఇన్ డ్రౌసినెస్. లయే సంబోధయే చిత్తం విక్షిప్తం శమయేత్ పునః, వన్ షుడ్ క్వైటన్ ది డిస్టర్బ్డ్ మైండ్, ద మైండ్ విచ్ ఇస్ విక్షేప, పునః రిపీటెడ్లీ. స కషాయం విజానీయాత్, వన్ షుడ్ నో విజానీయాత్ దట్ ద మైండ్ ఇన్ ఇంటర్మీడియట్ స్టేట్ టు హ్యావ్ లేటెంట్ డిజైర్. కషాయం, కషాయం మీన్స్ టింజ్ ఇట్ విత్ డిజైర్ ఇన్ లేటెన్సీ. శమ ప్రాప్తం న చాలయేత్, షుడ్ నాట్ డిస్టర్బ్ న చాలయేత్ ఇట్ ద మైండ్ విచ్ హ్యాస్ బికమ్ ట్రాంక్విల్. శమ ప్రాప్తం, శమ, వెన్ మైండ్ వాండర్స్ డ్యూ టు సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ బ్రింగ్ ఇట్ బ్యాక్ ఎయిదర్ బై రిమెంబరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్స్ ప్లెజర్స్ బీయింగ్ మిక్స్డ్ విత్ సారో ఆర్ ద మిథ్యా నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్. ఆల్వేస్ రిమెంబర్, ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ విత్డ్రా ద మైండ్ అండ్ స్టార్ట్ ద మెడిటేషన్ ఇట్ విల్ అగెయిన్ స్టార్ట్ వాండరింగ్. దట్ ఈస్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్. దిస్ విత్డ్రాయల్ ఈస్ డన్ రిపీటెడ్లీ అగెయిన్ అండ్ అగెయిన్. వెన్ ద మైండ్ టెన్స్ టు డోస్ మే యూ వేకప్ ద మైండ్. గౌడపాదాచార్య డస్ నాట్ సేస్ హౌ, బట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు ఫైండ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ వర్క్స్ ఫర్ అస్. అవాయిడ్ ద కాసెస్ ఆఫ్ ఫర్ డ్రౌసినెస్ లైక్ డెఫిసిట్ ఆఫ్ స్లీప్, ఈటింగ్ టూ మచ్ అండ్ టైర్డ్నెస్. ఆల్ దట్ అవాయిడ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్. తామసిక అండ్ రాజసిక స్టేట్స్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ షుడ్ బి అవాయిడెడ్ ఫార్ మెడిటేషన్. అండ్ ద థర్డ్ ఆబ్స్టకల్ ఈస్ హిడెన్ రాగద్వేష దట్ మేక్స్ ద మైండ్ స్టాగ్నెంట్. వెన్ ద మైండ్ ఇస్ ఇన్ స్టాగ్నెంట్ మే యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డ్యూ టు సఫరింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ సమ్ పెయిన్ ఆర్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఇన్ ద సబ్కాన్షియస్ మైండ్. దర్ ఇస్ అ ప్రాబ్లమ్ దట్ కెనాట్ బి ఎక్స్ప్రెస్డ్ ఎక్స్టర్నలీ బట్ కమ్స్ అప్ డ్యూరింగ్ మెడిటేషన్. What to do about that? Remain in that condition and that suppressed problem will slowly come up. When the mind is quiet and not distracted by external disturbances, whatever is hidden inside will surface. Thus kashayam will get converted to vikshepa. Hidden vikshepa is kashayam, unsuppressed and unprocessed prarabdham of someone, something else that was hidden that can come up. Once kashayam is converted to vikshepa, it can be dealt by appropriate method. Shloka 45. Na swadaye sukam tatra nisanga prajnaya bhavet nischalam nischarat chittam eki kuryat prayatnatah. నా ఆస్వాదయే సుఖం, వన్ షుడ్ నాట్ ఎంజాయ్ ద హ్యాపీనెస్ అట్ దట్ టైమ్. సుఖం నా ఆస్వాదయేత్, ఆస్వాదయేత్ నిస్సంగ ప్రజ్ఞయా భవేత్. వన్ షుడ్ రిమైన్ డిటాచ్డ్ నిస్సంగ ఫ్రమ్ దట్ హ్యాపీనెస్ త్రూ డిస్క్రిమినేషన్. ప్రజ్ఞయా రిఫర్స్ టు డిస్క్రిమినేషన్ హియర్. నిశ్చలం నిశ్చరచిత్తం ఏకీకుర్యాత్ ప్రయత్నత, బై ప్రాపర్ ఎఫర్ట్ ప్రయత్నత one should unite ekikuryat the tranquil mind with the atma as it goes out. When it goes out, try to bring it back. When the mind conquers the obstacle of tamas that causes the dosing and the obstacle of rajoguna which expresses in the form of mind wandering, then sattvaguna becomes predominant. When these two things, when these two are conquered, sattvaguna becomes predominant. It expresses in what form? In quietude, in calmness, in equanimity. When mind is sattvic, it is pure and clear, like a surface that is polished very well. Then Atmananda will get reflected in that sattvic mind. It becomes a bright reflecting medium, which is called Priyavritti, Modavritti, Pramodavritti. We have seen all that thing. Depending on the extent of sattva in mind. Greatest polish will give pramoda vritti. That experiential pleasure is reflected ananda, including ananda coming in meditation.
And Gaudapadacharya advises that one should not get attached to meditation ananda also, because it is not one's original nature, but it is only a reflection during meditation. So how does one experience the original ananda? The original ananda is never experienced, but the original ananda should be claimed as oneself. In meditation, whatever happiness arises because of sattva predominance, I should tell myself that this ananda is my own reflection, and that I am the source of this ananda, and all the other pleasures in the world, I am the source. By discriminating between the reflection and original, I should not get attached to the temporary pleasure, because it is also another type of sense pleasure only. Then Gaudapadacharya gives another instruction. Thus, when I am claiming without any distraction that I am the Atma, the mind will again tend to go outward. That is the nature of the mind. Again, I should bring the mind back from all the distractions to my own higher nature, revealed in the 7th mantra of Mandukya Upanishad. I should dwell upon that higher nature as Shantam, Shivam, Advaitam, Chaturtam Manyante, Sa Atma. This shloka will be saying it many times, because the entire karika focuses on this shloka. I should remind myself of my higher nature again and again. All the other things will come and go away. This is similar to the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Shanai shanai ruparamete buddhyadriti grihitayam atma samstam manakritva nakinjita vichintayet. Making the mind abide in the self, may one not think of anything else. Shloka 46. Yada naliyate chittam nacha vikshipyate punaham aninganam manabhasam nishpannam brahma tattada. Yada naliyate chittam. When the mind does not sleep, and nacha vikshipyate punaha, is not disturbed again punaha, then that aninganam anabhasam, that motionless, projectionless mind, nishpannam brahma tattada, that has become Brahman. Become Brahman and all is within course. So after successfully crossing over all the obstacles, the mind becomes unwavering and without any worldly thoughts. Then one can practice the two lessons of Vedanta. The mind is anatma, the mind is mithya, namarupa, like all the other objects of the world. So at that time, that mind also is understood as Brahman itself, because there is no mind separate from Brahman. There is no mind other than Brahman. The existence of mind is negated. The origination of the mind is negated. The appearance of the mind also, that alone is accepted. The mind has become Brahman, meaning the mind is understood as Brahman. There is no such thing called mind at all. Shloka 47. Swastham shantam sa nirvanam akathyam sukhamuttamam ajam ajena gneyena sarvajnam parichakshate. Parichakshate, they declare this knowledge to be swastham, based on the atma, one's own self. Sukham uttamam, highest ananda, which is shantam, which is undisturbed. Sa nirvanam, which is coexistent with liberation, which is akathyam, it is indescribable, ajam, unborn, and which is ajena gneyena, with the unborn thing to be known, sarvajnam, that the all-illumining consciousness, being identical with the unborn Brahman. So in the Yoga Shastra, remaining absorbed in this fact alone is called samadhi. When you practice the meditation, it is called dharana. When it is going up and down, it is dhyana. And when it is no more distracted, it is called samadhi in yoga. So the culmination of meditation is samadhi. So Krishna gives an example in the Bhagavad Gita. Yatha dipo nivatastaha nengate sopamasmritam nispriha sarvakamebhyaha yukta yityuchyate tadha. A lamp Yata Deepaha is protected from wind, does not tremble. This is the same thing. So this illustration is cited for the composed mind of the meditator who practices contemplation of the self. So Gaudapada Acharya uses Aninganam here. He is closely following the 6th chapter of Gita. That meditator is absorbed in samadhi, abiding as his higher nature, Turiyam. That Turiyam is being talked about here. Since the meditator is abiding in this, in his own real nature, he himself is Turiyam and not Vishwa, Taijasa or Prajna. This Turiyam is absolutely tranquil, that is associated with moksha, which is indescribable, highest non-experiential ananda. It is unborn, it is one with Brahman. So the ultimate Jagat Karanam and the illuminator of the waking, dream and deep sleep states. So the meditator is Turiyam. After practicing Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam, it should become so natural to me that even during worldly transactions, I should remember I am Turiyam only. Vishwa, Taijasa and Prajna, they are all roles that I play. But my real nature is Turiyam. The role should be given sufficient importance, that's true. Neither over-importance nor under-importance. Over-importance is indicated by worries. And under-importance expresses in neglect of duties. Keep doing the duties without carrying them as burdens. That is called understanding the roles as roles. This is called Sahaja Samadhi. Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasana. That should lead to Sahaja Samadhi. I should remember my Turiyam nature. Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita, I do everything and look at my face, there is always a smile. Always tranquil. Go through life with a smile, remembering that everything is a play. With this, Gaudapada Acharya completes the Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasana. Now he is concluding that entire chapter, third chapter, with an Upasamhara Shloka, the last Shloka, Shloka 48. Nakasche jayate jivaha sambhavosyana vidyate etat uttatam uttamam satyam yatra kinchana jayate etat uttamam satyam. Na kaschit jayate jivaha. No individual being, whichsoever it is, born. Sambhavasya, sambhavaha asya na vidyate. This jiva has no cause. Etat uttamam satyam. This Brahman is the absolute truth. Uttamam satyam. Yatra kinchit na jayate. In which nothing is born. That Brahman. Gaudapada Acharya, he consolidates the entire teaching of the third chapter, which was presented as fourfold lessons. We already saw the existence of the world is to be negated. Origination of the world should be negated. Appearance and experience of the world have to be accepted. The appearance and experience of the world are due to the Maya Shakti or Avidya. So these four lessons put together is conveyed by one word, Advaitam. Existence, origination negated. Appearance, experience accepted, appearance accept, and experience they are due to Maya. So of these four, Gaudapada Acharya is highlighting the second one, that is origination to be negated. More I probe into the origination of the world, the intellect will get more disturbed with many unanswerable questions. Never ask the question, why did Bhagavan create the world? Gaudapada Acharya's answer is that the world has never originated, it only appears. This highlighting the second point is called Ajati Vadaha. We have seen this word earlier also. Gaudapada Acharya is famous for the lesson number 2. The origination of the world is to be negated. That is the second one. And the fourth chapter also highlights Ajati Vada only. The fourth chapter we are going to see next. Do not ask why I was born. No jiva is created. Jiva is another name for Brahman, which has never been created. No world is born. Why? There is no karanam for the origination. No source or cause for the origination. The nature of Brahman is such that it cannot produce anything because it cannot undergo any change to produce something. If anything has to be produced, change is implied. Production of something involves undergoing change.
Brahman cannot undergo a change. There is only one absolute reality. It is Turiyam Brahman. It is called Advaitam. In that Advaitam Brahman, nothing is born, but things appear. That highest truth is myself. With this, the third chapter called Advaita Prakaranam is concluded by Gaudapada Acharya. Now we are going to see the summary of the third chapter in the next webinar. Let us conclude here with this. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti linasya yaparasamaheshwaraha Sri Krishna Arpanamastu. Narayana.